Hello, hello, hello. I never get to say that anymore. It's 8:36. You are listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After. And on the other end of the line, we have Orbi.
Morena.
Morena. Thank you for coming on to the show this morning. First things first.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do? Yeah, give us the spiel. The thing is, we love a guest list on this show. Sponsored by New Zealand On Air, yes. But it always intrigues me, you know, where people come from. And so, yes, that's why I ask at the top.
So what do I do? So I guess I'm a DJ. I press the buttons. I make the crowd dance, hopefully, if I'm doing my job right. And it's really fun. I love it.
Exactly, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, that's...
There you go.
That's the best answer right there.
It's nice hearing it from the other person. Yes.
Definitely. You've gone all around New Zealand, done lots of festivals, Splore, Low Hum, yeah. Catacombs, Rhythm and Vines, all of that fun stuff.
To name a few.
What's the feeling like when you get on stage for these festivals and get to kind of, you know, play your music for a large crowd?
Anxiety is the main feeling, but also, I don't know, especially after last year and being able to play all these festivals this summer, I've been really not taking it for granted. It's been such an amazing experience seeing how stoked people are just to be there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
So cool.
One thing that we've at least identified within your music is the way that you bend genre. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what inspires the ways in which you approach genre when it comes to your tunes?
I feel like I don't really put genre restrictions in my sets. I guess if it's a banger, then I want to play it.
Totally.
But I'm inspired by lots of different people and different kinds of music, and I think it's important to try play a wide range of music to people, because I like to share it with people, I guess, if I want to be a DJ.
Fantastic. That's so cool. I was noticing when I was when I found your SoundCloud earlier, the names of your mixes really just stand out to me as some of the best names I've seen, with such classic tracks as "I'll Be Mini No Holds Bards Mix," or the latest and the greatest, I think, "I'll Be's Time for Beveragino Mix." How do you decide to name
how
these
do you
mixes?
Get there? Yeah,
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on in my brain when I'm uploading those to SoundCloud. Okay. The No Holds Barred mix was like based off one of my first Splore set that I did, which was a really big one. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just put all the tunes that I played at that festival in, and that was to me like a classic, like No Holds Barred set, like I'm going in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Time for Beveragino was kind of a lockdown mix, like I'm going to just another day of drinking with nothing to do. So.
We all went there in lockdown. We all went there.
That spoke with my soul.
Yeah.
One thing that I've identified within your tunes is the influence of the internet. We see this a lot more as well with modern tunes. So how has the internet influenced your music? And in which ways do you think, just overall, the internet has impacted the industry?
Well, I suppose that I DJ using MP3s. And if the internet did not exist, I feel like a lot of my tracks would not exist.
Yes.
It's really important for, I think, especially in New Zealand, for us to be able to access music from overseas, and purchasing vinyl and stuff is really expensive. So I guess that's really important, but I also know that Mongo Skado, if you guys know who that is, I've learned that he's recently been purchasing CDs from op shops and things, and always finding new ways to find tracks. So I guess if the internet didn't exist, we'd be doing really interesting things like that.
Yeah, true.
For sure. That's really cool. And this is a guest list, thanks to NZ On Air. So you've picked some tracks for us. Both of these tracks are both by Totems. Do you want to speak a little bit on why you picked this person for both of these tracks?
I guess when I found out I was doing this interview today, it seemed fitting, as today is 6 months since he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really good friend of mine. And he was basically the person that kind of got me into electronic music. Mm. I remember he first played me DJ Rashad, and DJ Rashad was one of the first albums I listened to. I was like, bam, this is, I have an emotional response to this. I don't know. So it just seemed fitting that I play his music because he's been such an inspiration for me throughout everything that I've done.
Mm. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's thank you very much. This first track is Black Angel off Elixir. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this track and then we'll give it a spin?
I just remember when Ruben sent me this track after he made it, and it was, I just had it on repeat for days. I thought it was the best thing I've ever heard, and I still do. So I don't know. I'm not much to say apart from it is great.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, we'll give it a listen, and we'll chat to you after this song.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that that track with us. That was really wonderful to hear.
It's a tune.
It is a tune, yeah. Indeed. That was Black Angel by Totems. You can find it on Bandcamp if people out there want to listen again, which I'm sure they will.
Yes. You have a fantastic array of upcoming events. So we want to talk about them as well as K2K in Moments and all of that promotion stuff. So first thing is your work with K2K. What's that been like, and what inspired it originally?
Well, I guess K2K, otherwise known as Catherine. She is the one that taught me how to DJ. I kind of saw her play a few, it must have been like 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, that's a woman DJing. Don't see that around very often.
Yeah.
And I kind of just approached her after a gig and I was like, I really want to learn. She's like, great, well, let's do it. And she was the one that kind of threw me in there, booked my first gig for me. So it's been like a really, and we just ended up being really close friends, which has been really nice. And we've done a lot of work together, played lots of shows, and we've run events together. We've brought over international artists together. It's been really nice working with like a like-minded individual on really cool parties and events.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
You guys are playing the Flux Lawn this Saturday, in fact, gracing the box quarter just below us here in studio. What can people look forward to at that?
I reckon, what are we doing? We're doing a 3-hour set. It's going to be a bit of a journey, I reckon.
Nice.
I think lots of different genres we play, probably a bit of past and disco, some electro, some techno. Who knows what's going to happen, really?
Fantastic. I guess people will have to go down and find out.
Yeah, one way to find out.
You
come down and see.
Definitely. Yeah. You mentioned before about being a woman in the industry, and I know that your Moments promotional group has a focus on amplifying marginalized voices and stuff. How important is it to you to make sure that voices that aren't, typically seen within the electronic scene are kind of shown to a wider audience?
That's so important. I just don't understand why not everyone shares the same view sometimes.
Right.
I feel like having a more diverse lineup means that there's going to be a more diverse crowd, and having a more diverse crowd kind of makes it a more safer crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, there are so many incredibly talented people out there which should be booked, and that you still see the stale male pale lineups. But I do know that it is getting like a lot better and people are trying.
Mm-hmm.
I just went to the Filth Boiler Room set on Saturday in Auckland, and that was absolutely incredible. So there are steps being made, and but for me, I don't really want to play on lineups that don't represent like my views and as an artist in the industry.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's really cool. I really like that.
It is festival season. I feel like it's almost wrapping up. I feel like festival season would have wrapped up, but because of COVID-19, everything's been delayed a little. So the likes of Splorefest, Beacon Fest, and Good as Gold Fest are all coming up. How excited are you, and how do you maintain it's because festival season is an endurance challenge. So how do you just maintain your sense of self?
Oh, my God. I reckon staying sober is probably the best thing that you can do when you're playing 5 festivals in a week. But bringing a good crew with you, very important. Lots of sleep, very important. And not getting too excited.
Yeah.
Fair. Gotta keep a level head for these things.
You do. You gotta pick and choose the party nights.
Definitely.
For sure.
We were at Electric Ave, what was it, 2 weeks ago now?
I couldn't tell you.
And it was pretty fun getting to see what people had on their what's it called?
Riders
and stuff.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you kind of, want to stay sober for these things, which is definitely a great idea. So what do you put on your riders when you're going to these festivals?
Non-alcoholic drinks of choice.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is the first year where I've felt like an artist that can have a rider. Usually my riders have been like, just anything would be great. Thank you. Like, that was literally my PDF document that I sent. Anything. Thanks, Miley.
That's so nice.
But this year when I played at Rhythm and Vines, I was like, can I please have two boxes of purple pals because I'm extremely basic like that. And someone drove my two boxes of purple pals to the side of stage for me, and it was, I felt so special.
As you should.
As you should.
If you're playing sets for all these people, you deserve yeah, your purple pals.
I deserve a beverage, you know.
You do.
A beverage, you do. Yes.
If you're doing a mix, it needs to be a Beveragino mix, you know?
For sure.
It does.
The final thing we wanted to ask you is about your future plans for the year. What does 2021 hold for RB?
RB.
Yeah.
Well, I've got these 4 weeks of shows coming up, and then honestly, I have no idea.
Nice.
Freeing.
With COVID, you're just kind of taking it week by week.
Yes.
Definitely.
I really don't know what I'm up to, but I'm sure there'll be lots more shows to be played.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Time will tell.
Can't wait.
Sorry, a very boring answer.
No, that's
not at all.
It's fair enough. You know, with COVID, I feel like everything is so like, I want to book this thing, but then I might not be able to do it. So I just will wait.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mm.
Exactly.
And this is a guest list. Shout out NZ On Air.
Yes.
So you have one final track for us, again by Totems. This one is Working Wit. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I guess this release was the last Totems release that Ruben did.
Mm-hmm.
By a Ponaki label, Buzzy Point, which is really great. You should check it out.
Mm.
And yes, they have two very large tunes, and I'm really sorry for picking them really early in the morning for listeners.
It's fine. No need.
150 BPM.
No need to be sorry. That's what the audio listeners are here for.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming onto our show this morning and sharing your wonderful stories, tales, and insights with us.
Yes.
Best of luck for all of your gigs coming
up.
Yeah,
so many festivals.
And thank you again.
See you on Saturday.
See you then.
For a beverage, you know.